Bonanza Flats is 1,400 acres of undeveloped land just off Guardsman Pass Road in unincorporated Wasatch County. It's at the upper elevations of the Wasatch Mountains. It's also just south of Park City on the Summit County-Wasatch County line. Wells Fargo foreclosed on the land, which was owned by United Park City Mines, last year. And Tom Daly, deputy city attorney, told council that a number of people had been looking to buy Bonanza Flats for years. And now with new owners, a door that has been closed for years is now open for the city to try to buy and preserve the area. Councilman Tim Henney said city council had received more than 200 emails from people supporting that idea.
We have heard you. We share your desire to avail ourselves of any opportunity in the future to preserve Bonanza Flats. And I believe we'll be voting on whether or not we'll be putting a bond before you. But we've heard you and loud and clear. And thank you.
During the public hearing, many citizens talked about their fear of someone else buying the land and developing it. Bridget Meinhold, who lives in Brighton Estates, said she strongly supports the city's attempt to preserve her backyard.
Not only is it just a spectacular piece of property and land, but I think it would add a lot to the community in terms of open space. It's amazing just to look and just see land and not really see houses. Mansions and a golf course or a private ski resort back there would ruin the views.
Annie McWilliams said she loves to ski around Bonanza Flats and recommends it to out-of-town visitors.
I work at a local B&B, and I send people up that road all the time and say, like, you know, if you want to see something cool that's minutes from town, go there. And they love it. It's awesome. And so I don't really want to send people to a golf course up there.
Wendy Fisher is the director of Utah Open Lands and said outdoor enthusiasts across the state have Park City's back on this measure.
There is a tremendous amount of interest and support from those on the Wasatch Front as well. This is definitely one of those places that is kind of a quintessential Utah playground. So I think it's great that the city is putting themselves in a pivotal position should it come available.
Councilmember Cindy Matsumoto reminded the audience that they have the final say in the matter.
I hope that that you will be able to, you know, express yourselves in the upcoming bond. And I'm thrilled to, with the council, to be able to offer this resolution for the community.
If the bond is passed and subsequently issued, the owner of a residence worth $810,000 would see their tax bill go up approximately $122 a year for 16 years. The bond will be on the November 8th ballot. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.